Welcome once again to Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Luis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, and it's another quick take review from our friend EJ Moreno, Flickering Myth writer and Rotten Tomatoes certified critic, and he got to see Disney's remake of Mulan early. Here's his review.
Where does Mulan rank in the crazy world of the remakes? I'm going to say I think it's a top-tier remake. That's not saying much, though, because the movies before this have never really been that great. This movie is pretty good, though. I have some issues with it, but for the most part, I was enthralled by it. It's a crazy immersive film in a world I very much enjoy. Even if there's elements I don't love, I think I walked away from Mulan happy. I liked it. Now my scale of liking it, or where I lay on the do I like it a lot or do I just okay, it's okay, that's where I'm trying to figure out. So hopefully throughout this review, I'll figure out where I stand, because still at this moment, with pages of notes, all of it, seeing the movie twice now, I still don't know how I feel completely.
Thank you, EJ. If you want to hear the rest of his review, go to his YouTube page. The link is in the info of this podcast. And thank you so much for listening to Geek Culture Congress. Brand new shows every Monday, except for Labor Day. See you again next Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.